is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The year 2020 has been quite a difficult one. The coronavirus pandemic did not only wreck our health, finances, businesses, and sanity, but also left quite a lasting impact on most of our lives, and one that will continue to affect our lives even when this whole nightmare is over. Yet, humanity is not taken for granted. We will continue to hold on to hope and persevere for a brighter and better tomorrow. Happy New Year 2021. Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Happy New Year. Yes, this is our New Year edition. So, hey, I don't know how you're going to bring in the New Year, but obviously this is a New Year of restraint. You should be at your home with your family. Be careful about the drinking. You're at home, have some wine, have some champagne, because you ain't going nowhere, right? So you don't have to worry about, you know, the ice outside if you stay at home. You don't have to worry about the cold weather, the rainy weather. You don't have to worry about anything. Just get your immediate family at home and you all celebrate. We have a new strain of the coronavirus. Hey. But things are looking up. There's a vaccine. Take your vaccine. We're getting $600. A big check from the government. It's supposed to be, what, $2,000? There's all this debate. That's how the politicians play with us. So as we enter the new year, we have new challenges. Hopefully we will get our job back or get a new job. We will have to deal with our debts. You know, if you got any grant for your rent, lucky you. But as a renter, as someone who owns their own home and you have to pay that mortgage, there's a lot of debt issues in the new year. Not forgetting those student loans also. So debt management should be your focus in the new year. How do I deal with these debts? Do I consolidate my debts? And if you consolidate, it means you have to pay. Should I file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, get rid of those debts? And you also could file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy if you own your own home and you want to save your home. If you have investment properties, that's a Chapter 13. If you have a business, that's a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So the new year, it's about reorganizing yourself. And then we have what they call those things again, resolutions. What's your New Year's resolution? What do you want to change that you thought was negative and you want to make positive? You want to stop arguing with your wife? That's a good resolution because hey, she always wins the argument, right? So I don't know why in the first place you're arguing with her or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whatever, you know, is your cup of tea. Obviously, building good relationships, taking care of your kids and their children, even when they pass 21. Imagine that. So, hey. But you always, as a parent, you give them, or grandparent, you always try to obviously give them the best advice and you try to help them through the lean times also. And now, more so than any time, is lean times, you know. If you have a business, you have to rethink your strategies. They have less Dunkin' Donuts out there. They have less. All type of chain stores are shutting down. Stores like Lord's and Taylor that has been around hundreds of years. So, hey, the pandemic was a brutal one and still is. So, are we painting a gloomy picture for 2021? No. What you have to have is a rebirth. You have to have new energy. Some people say, look, I'm going to exercise more for the new year. For those with diabetes, control your sugar. So those of you with health issues, maybe controlling your health or exercising will give you a new energy, a new lease on life. Some of us still thinking about home ownership. That's a good idea. We help people get their mortgages. So, you know, you could call us. Or you want to protect your property from foreclosure. We do that also. Yeah, some people's New Year resolution is to find a new wife. Or have none at all, or have no husband because that partnership didn't work and you were carrying the weight financially in the relationship and, you know, there's no appreciation for your love. Love is two-way, not one-way. So some of us handle our stress incorrectly. You could bring the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink the water. So sometimes you're preaching good things about how a family should advance itself. Those discussions break down all the time. So some people's resolution is, let's end this marriage, let's have a divorce. And I say to all our potential clients, don't divorce your children, you love them. Don't divorce your money, you need it. Divorce your spouse. And the laws are very clear as to what your benefits are under issues of equitable distribution. Whether you own a property here, or properties overseas, or properties in another state, or you have a pension plan, 401k, regular pension plans. These are issues that will be worked out in court. Obviously, both parties divorcing each other, the quicker they come to an agreement is the more money they save where legal fees is concerned. So while you want to part ways, you don't want to do it in a way. You don't want to be punishing anybody else because that will cost you money to punish people or for the other party to defend themselves in punishment, so to speak. So divorces are bitter, but if you try to put your bitterness into the legal spectrum, again, it's going to cost money. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Some of the main issues in the new year is, who's going to be my city council person? Who's going to be my mayor? Who's going to be the mayor of New York City? What we have seen in New York City is that the best administration we have ever had towards black people was Mayor Dinkins, now deceased. I remember when he became mayor of New York City, it was a very, very, very happy moment for me. And when I witnessed the attacks against Mayor Dinkins by Mayor Giuliani, I felt it was a very sad moment that here we have a black man governing New York City, and New York City benefiting, and the issue of race became a big issue. And we see Mayor Giuliani as an ally of KKK, Russia, and Trump. That's like the icing on the cake. Maybe if he was never made mayor, he wouldn't be there to destroy us today. So we have to be careful with our vote. We should early vote, do more voting by mail for the June primary. So when we talk about electing leaders in New York City, it's done in June, not November. November is when, you know, the Republican and the Democratic Party fight each other, and 99% of the time the Democrats win. But in the primaries, it's Democrats against Democrats. So for some positions, there are much as 10, 15 people running for the city council, for the comptroller's office, for the mayor's office. So we need to, you know, understand what is happening. And in the new year, ask the lawyer, we're going to be presenting various candidates on our various radio programs so you could listen to them and make a learned decision. So we understand the importance of the electoral process. As a law firm, we have practiced election law and have represented various candidates. So we understand the ins and outs. In fact, any candidate that is running, you could call for that free consultation or also ask the lawyer, and I could tell you whether or not you're going to win or lose. Yeah, that's how good I am. Yeah. If you don't believe that you are the best thing since sliced cake, then something wrong with you. But I know I better than sliced cake, apple pie, panchakram. Took a long time to say that, but panchakram real good, you know. So you have to believe in yourself. That's part of being a leader. And that's part of how we behave ourselves as lawyers, because we do the proper research so that we could obviously represent you properly. And election law is one of those areas. So a lot of people jump into the race not knowing what they're getting themselves into. Good people, and they end up losing because they're really not prepared. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, whether it be matrimonial issues, bankruptcy issues, real estate transactions, election law. Yeah. If you want to win, you need to talk to me. Yeah. Again, have a great new year. It's good to make resolutions and keep them. Think before you act. Do research. Don't make hasty decisions. Take care of your health. We have a crisis in our community with diabetes, heart disease, HIV. A lot of us has died during this pandemic because of those underlying conditions. So please pay attention to your health. For a free consultation, you could call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or you could visit Ask the Lawyer at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Have a happy and fruitful new year. Love you.
Thank you, Mr. Figueroa. A new year is here, but the past problems are still unresolved. Take care of them. We are here for you. This is your show. Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, whether it's personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, deed transfers, estate planning, real estate, bankruptcy, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. May this new year bring you much joy. May you find peace, love, and success. Happy New Year 2021.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.